again, friends and neighbors. Well, I haven't talked about myself in an audio mo post for, gosh, over a week now, I think. Can you believe it? So, narcissistic as this may sound, I figured it was about time to do just that. Now, we're currently getting a rainstorm here, and I may possibly have to talk over Zeus the Mighty Thunderer. So we shall see how that works out, and which of us will be the winner. Anyhow, I'm currently undertaking, or perhaps trying to undertake, might be a more operative expression, a project which is really engaging my interest and which I find totally fascinating. I realize this may be incredibly boring to the majority of my listeners, so as you listen to this, if you find yourself getting bored to tears, there's no obligation to continue. Of course, there's never any obligation to listen to any of the drivel I post anyway. But before I tell you exactly what I'm up to and what my intentions are, I have to give you a bit of background information and history because I'm not sure exactly which of my listeners is already aware of the details I'm going to discuss here. So I hope you'll be forbearing of me if you hear something you've already heard. I really enjoy hanging out on a MUD or multi-user dimension called IFMUD, which stands for Interactive Fiction MUD. So the initial purpose of this MUD, as I understand it, was so that players and authors of interactive fiction text adventure games could get together in one place and both discuss and play said games. So, to that end, there's actually a bot on this MUD called Floyd, which of course is an allusion to the famous A Mind Forever Voyaging game by Infocom, and Floyd allows people to play either singly or in a group pretty much any popular interactive fiction game you could possibly imagine for any interpreter, be it Hugo, TADS, Inform, etc., and that includes all the Infocom games. So there's actually a group called Club Floyd that meets every Sunday afternoon, and the people in this group, which can be fluid because it all depends on who can meet at a given time, play a pre-designated game together and help each other solve puzzles and find solutions. It's a lot of fun. In fact, interactive fiction authors actually hang out on this MUD, including people like Andrew Plotkin and Lucian Smith and Emily Short. I was amazed and impressed when I first realized this, and I'm ashamed to confess I actually got kind of fangirly at one point. But, as if to make up for that, I stupidly made the mistake one time of admitting on a channel that I didn't like one of Lucian Smith's games, and unbeknownst to me, Lucian was listening at the time. Oops! Oh, dear. It was totally nothing personal, though, and I meant absolutely no disrespect. It was just, the game was well written, but I personally didn't get the concept. Anyhow, the MUD is, believe it or not all about fun and games. There are also multitudinous IRC-style channels that players can join to discuss pretty much any subject you could possibly think of. Right now, one of the most active channels is Trump Sucks. There's also a main lounge where people get together and hang out. And one of the huge draws for me, other than the interactive fiction playing and discussion, is that the MUD allows for building and coding. Now, I really love coding, but I have to admit that in some ways, I'm kind of stupid. My brain just does not process code very well, so I don't think I'm capable, at least not anymore, of learning an actual programming language. So, thank God, the coding on this MUD is actually a lot more basic than most programming languages are. And I've been able to pick up and grasp a lot of it. Now, because I'm not as mentally quick on the draw as I used to be, I have to see specific examples of code and how it can be applied, how it can work, in order to understand it. But I must say, some players have been extremely helpful in that regard. In fact, one player even sent me a huge file of all the things she'd ever coded, so I could have tons of examples. So I've coded a huge chunk of Paris, France, including the Champs-Élysées with a cafe where one can order lots of food and drink, and a hotel with a patio and a hot tub, and a piano bar where Joni Mitchell is playing because, you know, she's a free man in Paris. And two floors of rooms, so players can actually get their own rooms. And you know what, folks? People are actually using my hotel. I never thought they would. I was totally amazed and gratified. In fact, I had to build a whole new floor last week because all the rooms on the first floor were taken. I guess people got tired of sleeping in the communal dorms, and some people don't really want to build things for themselves, understandably so, because it's kind of a convoluted process. So I also built the Place de Gaulle, where the Arc de Triomphe is located, and part of the Le Quartier Latin, where there are actually shops where one can buy, in quotes, lots of objects. I say in quotes because there's no official mud currency, but one can pretend. Anyhow, I realized yesterday that I had kind of come to the end of my limited knowledge, and I wanted to broaden my horizons a bit. Well, folks, strange as this may sound, I've had a fascination for many years now with chatbots, which are, of course, bits of code that people can interact with by issuing various commands and asking about various topics. I used to have fun with one called Eliza. I think it was for DOS. So it was lowly's many years ago. And another one for QBasic, of all things, called Dr. Zarkov, which emulated a psychiatrist and allowed one to talk about one's so-called psychological problems. I also played with a much more complicated one called MegaHal, that was, of course, a reference to 2001 A Space Odyssey. My God, now that was a freaky computer system, that HAL. So I've always wanted to write my own. But as I say, I really don't think I can learn a programming language at this point. But I learned from one of the wizards on this mud yesterday that it's actually possible to create an NPC, non-player character, on this mud with whom the player can interact by talking about various topics and then deciding what to do from there based on the NPC's response. So I've decided for my next coding project that I want to invent a chatbot on this mud that players can interact with. But as I say, I need to see specific examples of code and how they work. So a lovely gentleman this morning at very early hours, I must say, dug out some of his old code, because he hadn't coded there in years, like literally, looked up specific examples for me to show me how this could potentially work. So my dilemma from here is, what should I possibly make this entity? I'm thinking of basing it on the old psychiatrist model, because I really loved playing with Dr. Zarkov years ago. And actually, there's a really cool CBS Radio Mystery Theater episode called The Awakening, which is about a killer who murders a psychiatrist under very strange circumstances. And the police can't figure out why anyone would possibly want to murder this supposedly blameless, upright doctor against whom no one could possibly have a grudge. So they call in a female psychiatrist to try and figure things out. And it turns out she's a lot smarter than they are. And she recognizes almost immediately that this murder is not what it seems. So her name is Dr. Zeltner, which I thought was kind of cool because it's a Zed name as well. And I was thinking of basing my bot on that character from that CBS RMT episode. But folks, the sky's the limit here. I mean, I could make it almost anything. Now, I have to confess, narcissistic as this is going to sound, I don't want people to think of it as just a bot, though. I kind of want it to have a life of its own. Not in a really scary way, of course, but I don't want people just to think that they're interacting with a piece of code. So that's why I really want to give it a personality. And it doesn't necessarily have to be this psychiatrist, so if you have any ideas as to what sort of entity I should possibly make, I'd love to hear them. And thank you very much for listening. Add that I do realize quite fully that any piece of artificial intelligence I make is not going to pass the Turing test. My knowledge of coding is far too simplistic for that, but yeah, I'm definitely curious to hear what people's notions of a good chatbot would be. A good personality, anyway.